Welcome back to the Finsiders on this Tuesday edition of Dolphins Monday, a Tuesday edition of the Joe Philbin Show, presented by EverBank, your home for banking, lending, and investing. With John Congemi, I'm Jesse Agler, and the head coach of the Dolphins, Joe Philbin, joining us in studio now. Coach, appreciated, obviously, a late night last night and a long day today, and now a short week as you get ready for the Baltimore Ravens. What's the message to the team coming out of the game last night?
Well, the guys, you know, we have to do a couple things much, much better. Obviously, the turnover margin, I told our team just in our meeting today that, you know, there's not many teams in football that are built for executing well when it's a minus two turnover margin, especially when you're playing against a very good football team. And so what happened was, you know, at the end of the first half, while we were certainly not playing perfectly, we were right in the game, right where we wanted to be. We get a giveaway at the end of half. We're minus two. We didn't start the second half well. And then all of a sudden, all the semblance of balance that we had had in the first half and that, you know, the competition that we were in kind of got lopsided at that point in time. So we got to, unfortunately, it's not something that we haven't told them before, but we have to address this turnover margin and get it corrected.
Yeah, almost felt a little bit like Houston last year, that opener. Things are going well, and then a couple things go wrong in it, and it can get tough. Mentioned the short week. Can it be a good thing sometimes you kind of just turn the page on a loss and say, all right, hey, we only got, you know, 4 or 5 days to get ready for the defending Super Bowl champs?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what we had a meeting today. We're not going to go into great depth in regard to New Orleans. There's certain things that we have to get corrected and fixed that can't show up on the tape again. But now they're in the meetings right now. We're going over Baltimore, and we're getting ready to play, obviously, a very, very good football team. And I think in one respect it is good.
Coach, Ryan Tannehill's night, a mixed bag. He started off, you know, fairly good distributing the football, got the running game going, but then the turnovers came up again, the sacks came up again. What can you guys do as a staff or schematically to address, you know, protecting the football? I know you harp on it and you do those drills every day, but what can you do, your message to Ryan about protecting the football?
Yeah, well, you're in a scramble situation like that, John. I mean, there's two good pictures in the game. One time we ran the read option. He's running the ball to the left. He's got the sideline to his left, a defender to his right. He's got the ball in the proper arm, and you can use a stiff arm. And, you know, you mm-hmm. know where your problems are. When you're scrambling and it's, you know, not imperative that you get to the sticks on that particular play, then you need to be more conservative. You need to go down. You need to slide and not expose yourself to, A, the physical contact, and, B, losing the ball.
Early in the football game, it seemed like the offense was doing some good things. You got to see a glimpse of the running game and Lamar Miller hitting the holes effectively. That was nice to see to start out the game because they went down and scored. You guys came right back down and put points on the scoreboard.
I thought Mike and the staff did a good job. I mean, their game plan primarily was to, you know, really take away our perimeter guys by, you know, committing a lot of resources in their personnel and their distribution on the field to kind of give us the numbers to run the ball. And I thought we did the smart things and took advantage of that for the most part.
We're talking to the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Joe Philbin. You mentioned the read option a moment ago. We saw a couple new wrinkles I don't think that we had seen in games so far. That was one of them. We saw Lamar Miller with a nice run out of a pistol formation. We saw Marcus Thigpen involved offensively, had the nice 50-yard play. One of the things that I think fans are always curious about is how does that stuff get chosen, you know, for a given week? Is it based on the Saints? Is it based on, hey, we think this could work because of something we've seen in ourselves? How do you make those decisions to add wrinkles?
It's a little bit of everything, Jesse. I mean, part of it is, okay, a lot of these things we have in our system, we just, again, they may not show up on a week-to-week basis, so they're not typically not stuff that we necessarily invent. And then, you know, we kind of, from being together now in our second year, we have a sense of when some of these plays might be most applicable to what certain defense and what matchup we can create. So there's, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into making those game plan type decisions.
Defensively, Coach, you know, with Cam out of the football game, Derek Shelby got more snaps. It was nice to see him set the edge a few times for you. But Jared Audrick was a guy that was in the Saints backfield. Looked like he had a pretty productive game from our viewpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I think we shut down the run game. I mean, you know, again, I told the team at halftime, look, we're the team that has much better balance at this point of the game. They can't run the ball. All they're doing is throwing it every single time. We've got good balance. We're moving the chains. We got to hold on to the football and get going here. And, you know, Jared was part of that. He got penetration and made some nice plays.
Obviously, Jimmy Graham and Darren Sproles, run after catch, they were big play guys for the Saints last night. Was it more the ball location with Drew Brees or just their ability to catch it and then make something happen after the catch?
Yeah. Well, Drew Brees is a very accurate quarterback. There's no question about that. And those guys are skilled athletes themselves, and they can make some things happen once they get the ball in their hands. And, you know, there's a couple things. You know, defensively, obviously, we got hit on the double move early in the game. And, again, a great throw. Good job by Sproles on his execution. And, you know, then the second touchdown drive, you know, we have them in third and 20. We're going to get off the field, and they throw a screen. And again, Sproles, to his credit, gets to the sticks and gets the first down.
All right, moving away from last night in the Saints and towards Sunday in the Baltimore Ravens, what's sort of the broad view of this team? A lot of people nationally saying, hey, they're not the team that won the Super Bowl last year, but they are. They're the Baltimore Ravens, and a lot of key guys have returned.
Yeah, it's a very good football team. It's an extremely well-coached team. Obviously, they didn't play well opening night, but they certainly had two very strong victories after that. This is a very good football team. They're multiple. They have good personnel. And we're going to have a great week of preparation.
Yeah, you're going to have to be ready for this one inside of Sun Life Stadium. Obviously, coming against, as Jesse mentioned, the Super Bowl champions. They're coming off of a game where they turned the football over, something that you guys could maybe take a look at and see what caused Joe Flacco some problems down the stretch.
Yeah, well, you know, evidently I've seen some of the game already. You know, Buffalo's defense played very, very well. There's no question about it. And, you know, we know Flacco's a real pro with a great, great arm. And, you know, so we're going to have to certainly study the tape and see if there's any indicators that we can get that'll help us in our preparation for these guys.
Another one of those playmakers for the Baltimore Ravens on offense is obviously Ray Rice. He's one of those guys that's dynamic. He can catch the football, make plays, run after catch, but he's very good for his size running in between the tackles. And that'll be something you guys will have to have an answer for.
He's got that good balance and the low center of gravity, and he's tough and instinctive, and those guys can cause problems for defenses. So we're really going to have to do a good job setting the edges, keeping our pads square, and then just old-fashioned pursuit and tackle.
Use the words old-fashioned. Is this a little bit more traditional of an offense maybe than what we saw last night?
Well, it's a little different. I mean, I think Jim Caldwell and their staff do a very nice job, and they do have weapons. They got speed on the perimeter. There's no doubt about that, and they have good running backs. With Ray Rice, I know he's been injured some, but Pierce has done a nice job as well. And so, and Flacco can make all the throws. There's no question about that.
All right, we'll get to the fan questions in just a moment, but I know one that fans are thinking right now involves Donnell Ellerbe getting to face his former team. We get this all the time, usually around, you know, the end of training camp when cuts are being made and guys are getting picked up. Some help Donnell Ellerbe this week getting ready for the Ravens? Is he able to provide insight, thing?
I think a little bit. There's certainly things from a defensive standpoint that we can get from him, and maybe some on the offense. You know, they may have remembered some of the calls from training camp that helped them look good as a defensive player.
All right, good stuff. Fan questions here. This one comes from Matty I on Twitter, and it's about a guy we mentioned earlier, Marcus Thigpen. And do you think maybe an increased role in the backfield could be coming after the big play last night?
Yeah, it's, you know, certainly possible. He's a skilled guy. You know, he gets a lot of work. You know, he backs up at some receiver. He backs up at some running back. He's a skilled guy. He's a smart guy, and certainly there's a possibility.
All right, a coach's job, obviously, coming out of a tough loss like last night, is to find things that are building blocks, things that are encouraging. And so Dolphin JT wants to know what the positives are you're taking out of last night's game.
Well, I told it, you know, not only just last night, but now we've got, I told the team on Sunday night that, you know, we had 500 plays of tape on film in the 2013 season. Well, now we've got about 675, give or take a few. And there's a ton of positive things that we've done, you know, over the course of those film clips. You know, we've got a disciplined football team. We've got a team that plays hard. We've had a team that in the first three games really made a lot of plays at critical times. You know, unfortunately, last night we didn't make as many plays as our opponents did, and they certainly played better than we did. There's no doubt about it. But we've got a lot of evidence. We got to get back on track. We got to just regroup. There's nothing you know, I can't wave some magic pixie dust, and all of a sudden we're going to be a different team. We have to be ourselves. You know, we have an identity. And we need to play better. We need to improve and get back to work.
All right, there you go. It's the Joe Philbin Show presented by EverBank, your home for banking, lending, and investing. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck with the short weekend and getting ready for the Ravens.
All right, thanks, guys.
Very nice. Joe Philbin, we'll be back with a little bit more conversation as we wrap up the first hour of the show. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, and you're listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.